This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is meeting with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi later this month in Washington. That's according to the White House. There have been at least 8 drone attacks targeting the U.S. presence since Biden took office in January, as well as 17 airline tickets. The meeting set for July 26 comes as a pivotal point in the U.S.-Iraq military and amid growing more concern about attacks U.S. troops in Iraq might have. When Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden also looks forward to strengthening bilateral cooperation with Iraq on political, economic, and security officials to hide their joint effort to ensure the enduring defeat of the Islamic State militant group. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that a federal judge in Texas has ruled in favor of states that sued to end the DACA program for young immigrants.
The head of the group, United We Dream, Greysa Martinez Rosas, says the Texas judge's ruling that ends the DACA protection for young immigrants is a blaring siren for Democrats. She says the lives of millions will remain on the line until President Biden and congressional Democrats deliver on the promise of citizenship. The House approved legislation in March, but it stalled in the Senate. President Biden has proposed legislation to provide a pathway to citizenship for the estimated 11 million people living in the U.S. without authorization. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Federal officials have ordered the exemption of unaccompanied migrant children from a ban on migrants seeking asylum at the U.S. border. This is VOA News. More than 60 people have died, dozens are missing, as a severe flooding in Germany and Belgium turned streams and stress into streets into raging debris-filled torrents that swept away cars and toppled houses. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel expressed shock at the scope of the flooding and the number of deaths, that everything would be done to find those who are still missing. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday said that social media platforms like Facebook are killing people after the White House continued criticizing the company for allowing misinformation about coronavirus vaccines to be posted on its platform. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki earlier Friday also criticized the company. Facebook also did immediately respond to a request for comment. Leaders of the Asia-Pacific Trade Group, APEC, including U.S. President Joe Biden, Russia's Vladimir Putin, and China's Xi Jinping, pledged on Friday to work to expand sharing and manufacturing of COVID-19 vaccines to fight the global pandemic. The leaders struggling to tame outbreaks exacerbated by the Delta variant of the coronavirus said that they would encourage the voluntary transfer of vaccine production technologies on mutually agreed terms as the region prepared for future health shocks. The APEC leaders met virtually to discuss collective actions to navigate the COVID-19 pandemic and economic worries. South Korea has reported another 1,455 cases of the coronavirus. It's his 11th straight day over 1,000 as officials push to tighten pandemic restriction levels nationwide. The numbers reported by the Korean Disease Control and Prevention on Saturday brought the national caseload to more than 176,000, including more. The record-breaking surge has been mostly driven by transmission in the greater Seoul.